Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast for February 5th, 2021. It's Super Bowl weekend is upon us. We've been rehashing, kind of going back, taking a trip down memory lane to our Super Bowl experience in Super Bowl 45 when the Packers beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in North Dallas, also known as Dallas.
There's a North Texas Super Bowl.
Oh, North Texas, right. North Texas Super Bowl, also known as Dallas. But we did not stay in Dallas. We stayed in
Arlington.
Arlington, rather, which was good come the weekend because we were right down the road from Texas, AT&T Stadium, whatever it was. I don't even know what it was called then, but we were right down the road from that, so it was good from that standpoint. During the week, it wasn't as great because we were a ways away from the downtown location of Radio Row, so we had to drive in every morning, and in order to do the show. But it wasn't that terribly bad. The weather was obviously awful, and we had a couple of issues on Friday actually coming home. But I didn't get down there till Wednesday night, so my only 2 days on the air with you in Dallas was Thursday and Friday, and they were a lot of fun. I mean, it was a lot of work. But it was a lot of fun too. We got to talk to some you know, legendary figures in the world of the National Football League and in the entertainment world as well. It was really pretty cool. Dick Vermeil and
Deacon Jones, Dick Vermeil,
Deacon Jones,
Leslie Visser. We talked with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Well, but here's, you know, my memories of that are from earlier in the week, and that's fine. We are getting to the point of the week now, Friday, when we're down in Dallas, where it's kind of our last working day until Super Bowl Sunday.
Right.
With Green Bay game day, the pre and the post game show at Sherlock's Baker Street Pub, which was right around the corner from the hotel that we stayed at. So Friday's our last working day. But then we do have this pep rally that we have to host at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at Sherlock's.
Right.
Again, just down the road from our hotel. And after a long week of work, and everybody thinks it's all fun and games. And look, it's fun being down there. It's exciting being down there. But if you think you're down there just partying and playing, you're wrong. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of long hours. And so Friday rolls around, and, you know, you're thinking Saturday is your one day that you can relax. But we have to go host this pep rally at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And Saturday morning, we're just dreading it. We're like, oh, just dreading it. Like, let's get down there, do our hosting duties, and move on.
Right.
And we've been promoting that this is the place that we're going to be. We're making it Packer Central all week leading into the Super Bowl. Come join us. If you're going down to the Super Bowl, come join us at Sherlock's Baker Street Pub. That's where we're going to be. We're going to be a big pep rally on Saturday. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
We went down there. It was totally awesome. We're up on stage. People were there. They were excited to meet us. I listened to you from here. I listened to you from there. Not just the Green Bay area, from all over the country that people were down there. And you felt like a rock star.
Yeah.
And it was just totally awesome. And we had a great time. We had like a broad eating contest, got Go Pack Go chants going and all that stuff. Met great people from all over and then hung out with them all day long.
Right.
And all night long.
Right.
And, you know, and we got separated, and I was hanging out with some, I went out to a Mexican dinner with a group of people riding around in the back of a pickup truck. It was just amazing.
We had such low expectation for that event, and we were like, all right, let's go there, because we agreed to do this before we even got to Dallas, because Baker Street Pub wanted to be the headquarters, like you said, and they requested that we come and kind of host this pep rally. So we decided that we were going to go, all right, because we're both tired. I mean, it was a long week, and it was like, man, this is our only day, like you said, to maybe just chill out. And then, so we'll go there for an hour, we'll do our thing, and then we'll get out of there. But we get there, and like you said, it was like everybody was like, hey, Bill and Rookie, and everybody's wanting to take pictures with us and everything.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we had a tab, so we're like, all right, let's just live it up. And we started partying with everybody, and it was great. And we ended up closing the joint pretty much. We were there till like 1 or 2 in the morning, and it was one of the best days ever. It was the coolest thing.
It was one of the greatest days of my life. It was so much fun. It was just tremendous. One other memory I have, too, about being down there is that remember when we went to the NFL Experience downtown?
Right.
And we were kind of in their little souvenir shop, which was big, right?
Uh-huh.
But we were in there looking at, you know, Super Bowl merchandise that you could buy and all that stuff. And I was wearing one of my mid-weight fan jacket. And remember the guy came up to us and said, "Are you Bill and Rookie?"
Yep.
And we're like, "Yeah." And he goes, "I'm so-and-so. I live here in Fort Worth. I listen to you guys all the time. I'm so excited to meet you."
Yeah.
We're like out of the blue in the merchandise shop at the NFL Experience.
Yeah, it was unreal.
It was crazy. It was the craziest time. And then one of the other final memories I have is that Super Bowl Sunday rolls around, and we're doing Green Bay Game Day, the pre- and the post-game show from there. And I just remember that it had been a great week, and the bar's packed for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, some people are partying there and then going down to the game in the stadium because, again, this is just up the street from AT&T Stadium. And some people were just going to watch the game and party at Sherlock's that didn't have tickets. And I remember it had been such a great week making that our headquarters and so many Packer fans coming down there and spending time down there and eating and drinking, and that's what they wanted, obviously, Sherlock's to do, money, money, right?
Yep.
We need your money. But then I remember on game day, they were super nervous because they turned it into a Packer hangout, and now game day rolls around, and they're nervous that if the Packers lose the Super Bowl, everybody's just going to clear out. It's going to be dead. Nobody's going to want to celebrate and party, right?
Right.
And it's going to be dead. So now they're kind of getting nervous. Luckily, at the end of the day, the Packers win the game. The place is just jam-packed. I'm out on their patio doing the post-game show. Harry's back here. I can't hear a darn thing. I'm also freezing, by the way, because it's kind of raining and it's cold in Dallas. But it was unbelievable.
Yeah, so we did the pregame, and then we decided then we have to get to the stadium. So we hopped in a shuttle, right? We took a shuttle down there, and we had to go through the security, which was pretty long. And I was determined to get there before, you know, for the kickoff. So we're trying to hustle as best we can. Get up to the auxiliary area where they had us, the auxiliary press area, and it was tight up there.
Mm-hmm.
Tight quarters, because everybody's got a computer, everybody's got equipment or something with them. And so we were squeezed in there a little bit in the kind of the upper corner of the end zone and finally get settled in. Got there in time for kickoff, which was great. And then you took off at halftime, I believe, right, to get back to set up to do the show. And I stayed for the rest of the game and everything.
I actually walked back in the rain. I didn't take a shuttle or anything. I walked back to the restaurant in the rain at halftime.
Well, that's what I ended up doing, too. After the game, they had set up podiums for coaches and players to come out and talk rather than doing things in the locker room and stuff. So they had several different podiums, and I would go around and get audio as best I could from various players, and then decided it was time to go, and I was going to come back and meet you at Sherlock. So I walked too from there back up to Sherlock, and it was still raining and cold, and I didn't have the right jacket on or whatever, and I get to you, and it was just like, man, you're sitting out in the patio. The place was jumping, though. The place was going crazy.
Oh. They had a DJ. Music was thumping.
Yeah, music was thumping. So
voice was hoarse from screaming, and you came on the post game along with me.
Yeah, so that was fun. And then we had one more night and one more show to do. We still had to do Monday morning show before coming back Monday afternoon. I think our flight was at around 3 o'clock or something Monday afternoon.
Later in the afternoon.
Yeah, so we got done with the show, which we did in Radio Row, and there was only about maybe three or four other stations there.
It was barren.
So it was like a wasteland. So we did our thing and got all packed up, and then we had time before we had to catch our flight. So we did a little sightseeing. First, though, we had, like you said earlier this week, the best meal of the week. We found this little barbecue place that was just off the charts.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, that was some good barbecue, man. It was like a cafeteria style. You go in, you order as you walk down the line with your tray, like, ooh, I'll have one of those and some of this, and you know. And, that was good stuff. But then we went to, we still had plenty of time, so we ended up going to the, the sixth floor?
The book depository.
Yeah, we went to the Texas Book Depository where they have a museum dedicated to the assassination, of course, of President Kennedy. And that was really cool. They walk you through the sixth floor, and it's set up the way it allegedly was that day, mm-hmm. and everything. And, you know, you get to see the grassy knoll and the you know, because it's still a major thoroughfare.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's busy as all get-go.
Yeah. And there was an X on
the
pavement.
In the road.
Yep.
Like where the president was fatally wounded was right there on the pavement. They had an X to mark the spot. But that was pretty cool. Then we get to the that was really cool, by the way. Then we get to the airport. Our flight is delayed. We had issues getting into Minneapolis and all this other stuff. And it was just like, really? So we finally got back in. We got back in late, back to the station Tuesday morning. And by this time, we're kind of both run down. I think we both ended up getting, like, colds or something after that, didn't we?
Probably, yeah.
So, but all in all, it was an incredible experience. It was very, very memorable. I'll never forget it. It was awesome.
It was great. Unbelievable. Learned a lot. Had a lot of fun. Worked hard. And, gol darn it, I'd love to go back and do it all over again.
Oh, I would too. So close. We've been so close.
We have been so close. No, we have never been closer than we were in 2014 in that championship game against Seattle. And, you know, this year, you know, it would have been great to have the Packers in the Super Bowl, obviously, but we wouldn't be down in Tampa because of the current climate.
Right.
And next year it'll be great if they go to the Super Bowl in L.A. And if we got to go, that'd be awesome. But I would be less excited about it going to L.A., to be honest with you.
Oh, I would love it. I can't wait. I mean, that would be great. So, I like L.A., and I would love to see that new stadium, too. So
yeah.
We'll see, but, yeah, definitely memories fresh in my mind still, and I love going back and looking at some of the pictures. I took a lot of pictures, and so I have a lot to go back and look back on. So that was a ton of fun. All right, Rook, thanks very much, and have a great weekend, and enjoy the game. We'll talk Monday morning.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Bill and Rookie Podcast. Join us each and every Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. for the Bill and Rookie Experience right here on The Fan.